I just speak my peace. I just speak my peace. Keep my peace.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Speak My Peace podcast. I am your host, Greg Lacey. This is the very first episode. So I would like to thank all my listeners for lending their ear to hear my take on various topics. You know, throughout this podcast series, I plan on touching on, a broad range of topics from music, sports, current news, a couple political stuff. With that being said, there will also be, episodes where I would touch on, or I would theme or brand, the episode towards, just geared towards one topic. And I would just touch on that one topic for one episode. I know I have a couple in mind right now, and I know more will come to mind as I go along. So that's just an overview of what you guys can expect in the future from future episodes of this podcast. Feel like I should jump into what made me want to do a podcast. People that know me probably thinking, why did I decide to do this? And people who don't know me probably want to know why I decided to do this. So currently I'm a student. I'm a senior at St. John's University, going to my last two semesters before getting my bachelor's degree. I've been a student for the past 3 to 4 years. Before this, I was in the military. One thing that I have been able to enjoy since being a full-time student is that I get summer breaks. In the military, you don't get summer breaks. So I get summer breaks now, and I take full advantage of that. I usually get like a month off, even though I do take summer courses. I usually have it planned to where I have a month in between my last spring course and, my last spring class and my first summer class. So usually what I've been doing for the past 3 or 4 years is, within a month I travel. It's the first time I get, the only time of the year I get to travel and not worry about nothing. I travel during the school year too, but it's not the same as traveling during the summer because, when I travel, it's usually always last minute. So when I'm doing it during the school year, I probably book a flight and go somewhere on a Friday afternoon and come back Sunday night. On Monday morning, I probably have to go to class, or Monday morning I have an exam, or I have a paper due or something like that. So I like the summer better because, I don't have nothing to worry about. I just travel without any responsibilities other than, paying bills and whatever. Enough of that, but how that ties into this is, I had a lot of free time. So this summer I was thinking about, what I'm going to do with this free time because I'm not going to be traveling that much. I'm going home in a couple of weeks. That's the only thing I really have planned for this summer because, I don't have the money to do it this summer. I moved twice during this last school year, so my funds are a little low. I don't have the funds to be traveling like that, whatever. So I decided, I have to find something to do. Now, outside of school, I do DJ. That's something that I've been doing for the past 3 years. But I figure I wanted to, get into something else. I don't know how I came down to these two options or what drove into the two options. Idle time, for me, I think a lot. And somehow my idle time led me to two options that I was going to do with this summer. One of the options was rapping. One of the options was starting a podcast series. Obviously, if you guys are listening now, I started the podcast series. How I got to those two options, I always flirt, in my mind with the idea of starting rapping. Always been a fan. I'm a huge fan of music. Always been a fan of music, huge fan of rap. The only thing with me and rapping, and the reason why I've only flirted with it my whole life, is because, I'm a fan of lyricists, straight lyrics, straight bars. So if I was to become a rapper, that would be the avenue that I would have to take. I would have to be a lyricist because that's mainly the type of music that I prefer. I couldn't be like, most people my age or younger than me, what they're doing, just making music about whatever. I couldn't do that. No knock on them. That's what's making them money. But I wouldn't be able to do that. I would have to be straight lyrical, miracle rapper. The reason why I can't do that is because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And, you know, with being a perfectionist, I couldn't go through the struggles of, you know, being a rapper, starting out as a rapper, and then, you know, trying to progress throughout the time. Like, if I'm going to be a rapper, I'm going to have to be good straight out the gate. There's no progressing over time and becoming a good rapper, like, what have you not. I wouldn't be able to do that because I'd probably go crazy because if I'm not good as soon as I start out, it's not going to be worth it. So obviously I didn't go down that road. I decided to start a podcast. The idea of starting a podcast came from, you know, a class I took this semester. It was a sports broadcasting class. One of my favorite classes I've taken since I've been in college so far. I had a great professor, you know, guy, he was well-polished. He had experience working at ESPN, working for the NFL, working for MLB. There's a bunch of different stuff, and he had a lot of connections. His class was very hands-on. St. John's University is a D1 school. One of the assignments for that semester was, you know, we had to do play-by-play for one half of our school's basketball game. It's not just like some small basketball game. Like, St. John's University is a D1 school. We play our home games in Madison Square Garden. If you're a slant of force, you know Madison Square Garden is a mecca of basketball. So the experience from, you know, doing this project, that project alone, it was a great experience in itself. There was many other projects or assignments within the course that were similar to that. Weren't exactly that, but they were similar to that. Another one of the interesting assignments I had in this course was a podcast. We had 10 minutes to record a podcast on any topic that we want. And we have to have a guest. So with my podcast, I chose two of my friends, Rob and Weiss. Shout out to them. They just graduated a couple weeks ago. Shout out to them. So the topic we did our podcast on was, you know, players kneeling in the NFL and whether it was really about, you know, the patriotic message that everybody tried to take a spin on rather than what it was actually supposed to be about. I'm not going to get too much into that because I'm probably going to touch on that in a later episode. But, you know, that's what our podcast was about. And it was a great podcast. It was a great dialogue from three veterans, all different experience, different backgrounds within the military. So, you know, that was great. And that experience was great, you know, doing that podcast. And I took that experience and it was something that, you know, I wanted to build upon. So once I got that, once I got the audio back from that podcast, you know, I planned on uploading it. Now, this was months ago, like 3 or 4 months ago. And I planned on uploading it, you know, and building a podcast series just based off of that. However, when I had got the podcast, when the professor had sent me the audio from the podcast, it was bad, man. The mic that I was using, for some reason, it was the sound was low. However, the mic that they were using, it was loud. So, like, it sounded like I'm whispering, but you can hear them. And it was just all bad. It was something I could have went in and fixed it and, like, tried to edit it, but it just wouldn't have came out as great as it should have been. So, you know, I just left it alone. Hopefully I can get them on, you know, sometime later. We can redo that and be even more prepared, even do a better job than we did the first time. But, you know, that in itself was also a great experience. So as I got here, you know, I just, ever since then, I've been interested, you know, in broadcasting, sports broadcasting, and also, you know, podcasting. So that's what drove me to where I am right now. I'm currently in my apartment, you know, filming my introductory episode to my podcast series. Another thing that drove me to the spot was, you know, we live in a day and age where social media is very relevant in our lives. You know, people, they go to social media to share, you know, the most personal aspects of their lives, to provide their take on different things. Social media now, in this day and age, modern technology, you know, we use social media to support activism and stuff like that. I'm a person who, I'm very quiet on social media. I usually just turn social media for shits and giggles. You catch me on Instagram tagging my friends and stuff, or on Facebook tagging my friends and stuff, or laughing at things on either of these things. Something you rarely see on these social media sites, or you see from me on the social media sites, is me providing my take. So with this podcast, I'm able to broadcast a different avenue of me providing my takes on many different things that I don't usually share outside of personal conversations, whether it be with my girlfriend, parents, my siblings, or with my closest friends. And that brings me to my first topic in this introductory episode of my podcast. Friends, you know, who are real friends, what are real friends, or what in 2018. My backstory on this, I'm speaking from personal experience. When I was younger, you know, not younger, maybe like a couple years ago, you know, I felt that I had to maintain certain friendships just because I had been friends with certain people for so long. And because I had been friends with them for so long, you know, that I had to stay friends with them. I don't know why I thought this way, but, you know, I felt that way. I was young, I was immature, I was stupid. You know, certain people that I felt like I should have maintained relationships just because we had been friends for so long, you know, they've done just dirty stuff. I want to say dirty stuff, like stuff that's been detrimental to my life, but it was just certain stuff that's shady, you know. Putting themselves before others, not thinking about nobody, being selfish, you know, just small things that you should be able to notice in a friendship that you should stray away from. Me being young, I didn't, you know, I wasn't realizing none of this stuff. I mentioned that I was in the military. When I first joined the military, you know, I ended up being stationed in the same state that I'm from, which is California. Only difference is I was in Northern California. I'm from Southern California. Northern California and Southern California is about an hour plane ride and about an 8-hour car ride, depending on where you're going. But that's generally where my travel times were. So, you know, being not too far from home, when I first got my car, that's what I was doing. I was on 3-day weekends or holidays, you know, I was driving back home, not only to see my family, but, you know, to see friends and hang out with friends and stuff like this. And, you know, now I look back on it, you know, I should have only been going to see family because none of those friends, you know, I was taking so much time out to make sure that I split my time with my family just so I can make time for my friends. When, in hindsight, the people that, you know, I was trying to kick it with or whatever, you know, they wouldn't do the same for me. And I don't know how I didn't realize this when this was going on, or I don't know why I didn't realize this when it was going on, but it was going on, you know. And it still goes on. Well, I wouldn't say go on now because I don't keep in touch with these people, but if I would allow it, it would still go on now. You know, I live all the way across the country. I live in New York. If I was to go back home and I was to, you know, hit people up like, hey, I'm coming home this day, let's hang out, I would have to go out of my way, you know, to spend time with these people. Those are not real friends. And I understand that people are busy. I'm not, you know, taking anything away from that. I understand that in certain situations, that's what happened. People busy and they can't make time and they have a busy schedule. And just it's just hard to, you know, mess around their lives just to fit somebody in. I totally understand that, even though true friends would, they can't do that and they would do that. But I'm not talking about those type of people. I was literally in situations where people are not doing anything. People have been doing the same thing they were doing in high school. And they just have no lives, but they would not go out of my way to come spend time with me. But my dumb ass was going out of my way to making sure that, you know, I was going out of my way to spend time with them, kicking with them, partying with them, turning up with them. While I was doing this, again, I don't know why, but, you know, I realize now that I should have been doing it. My problem with that is, the reason why I should have realized that is, you know, a lot of time when I was going back home, people were and currently are still doing the same thing they have been doing for the past 8 years. You know, people are very stagnant. And this is not everybody from back home, but this is a lot of people, you know, that I witnessed that they have no problem with being stagnant. You know, people live the same lives. People live in the same place. People are doing the same thing that they've been doing in high school. And I should have detected this a long time ago that, you know, I had separated myself from that because, you know, being friends with those type of people, it doesn't do anything for you. I would assume this is kind of where, you know, that crab in a bucket mentality comes from, or part of it comes from. You know, people who don't want to do better for themselves, so they don't want to do any better. They don't want to see you doing any better. And I know a lot of people that's content with that, just being stagnant. Now, me personally, I'm not stagnant, and that could be a gift and that could be a curse, you know. I mentioned that I moved a lot when I was little. I went to elementary, middle school, high school in 3 different cities. Even now, I got my associate's degree in a different city. Shit, I got my associate's degree in a different state that I'm about to get my bachelor's degree in. So, you know, I don't like to be stagnant. And that can be a complete result because of that I moved around so much that I just have a problem with being stagnant. And, you know, that's why I say it can be a gift and a curse, because that may be my problem, that I moved around a lot. And so that's the reason why I don't like being stagnant. But that's also helping me in life, because I know I can't sit in one place for too long. I can't sit down for too long. But then again, you know, certain people, they've had that life to where they went to elementary school, middle school, and high school in the same city. And there are some people who don't take advantage of that. There are some people who, you know, okay, once I graduate high school, you know, I got to get out of here. I got to do for myself now. I got to, you know, flock my parents' nest. And there's some people, they fucking like, fuck it, I'm going to sit here and chill. I'm going to sit as long as I could. I'm going to try to ride my mom on my dad's couch as long as I can until they kick me out. And that's why I say that's a gift and a curse, because you can see the two different parallels in those two different situations. But anyways, not to, you know, harp on that a lot. That's just an aspect of, well, that's a reason why I feel like I should have noticed people who are not good friends. A lot of these people are also selfish. Now, I'm saying people because this is not like subliminal towards anyone directly. But this is just from my experience with people that I felt that I would be friends with. You know, when we were younger, our parents, siblings, relatives, whatever, they tell us, you know, you're not going to be friends with such and such or these people for so long. You know, being young, you think that they're crazy. You're like, you know, why wouldn't I be friends with these people so long? I don't see why. I don't see what would go wrong. Everything is great now, which is true. You know, I didn't have anyone telling me that, because you don't have to tell me that. But, you know, being young, being 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old, you couldn't think of one single reason why you wouldn't be friends with people that you were currently friends at that age 10 years later. You don't see what would be able to go wrong. You know, people will go on about their lives, but there'll be no reason for these friendships to break up, when actually that's what's happening in my case. You know, a lot of people that I was friends with around 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old, I don't keep in contact with them anymore. And it's simply because of just we have different expectations of, I guess, what we want out of our lives. And another reason for that being could also just be in a day and age you're living in. You know, we live in a social media day and age where people's dignity is fucked up. People don't have no morals. People have no integrity. It's just, I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's something in the water. But that's definitely what, you know, you deal with friendships in modern day. Another thing with social media is, you know, people believe that because you are connected through social media that, you know, there's a friendship, when that's not the case. You know, I know definitely in my case, a lot of these people that I'm speaking of, you know, that I say that I felt that I had to maintain a relationship with them because, you know, we've been friends for so long. I'm friends with a lot of people on social media, and only reason why that is, I'm not going to go all my way to, you know, to delete you. I feel like I need to delete you all my life. I had to erase you from all this type of stuff in order to grow. No, it's just like social media is just that, social media. I have no problem with liking stuff or people liking my stuff. You know, if we were friends at one point. But the thing is, you know, friendships go way beyond that, which brings me to, you know, what are real friends? Real friends are people who are selfless, people who care about you, genuinely care about you, people who will literally give you the shirts off their backs and not worrying about whether or not you post it on social media. These are the type of friendships. These are the type of friends that, you know, you have to keep around. They're very selfless people, people that are goal-driven, people are, you know, they are looking to better their lives and hoping to compliment the people around them, whether it's their girlfriends or friends, whoever it may be. They're looking to better their lives and everyone around them. To touch on a selfless topic, you know, one of my close friends to this day, actually, I should mention, you know, to touch on the topic of maintaining friendships just because you've been friends with people for so long, you know, you don't have to do that. I've learned that some of my closest friends, my circle of closest friends, shit, I haven't known some of these people no longer than 5 years. Now, I do have friends. I am friends with people who I've known longer than that, people who I graduated high school with and all that type of stuff. But I have some friends that have, some of my closest friends to this day right now, people that have not long, you know, longer than 5 years. And to touch on that, you know, selfless thing, one of my friends, one of my closest friends, I would say my closest friend right now, I had my younger brother died a couple of years ago. You know, I was actually on the phone with him when I found out my brother died. My mom called, and she was on the other line. Well, I was on the phone with him. She called. I told him I was going to call him back. My mom was on the other line. You know, my mom, she broke the news to me. And after that, you know, that whole summer, this happened in the summer. That whole summer, you know, I wasn't really even reaching out, tweaking nobody and all that type of stuff. That friend ended up calling me probably like a couple weeks. And I told him, you know, what happened, and you know, why I've been MIA or whatever or not. Man, let me tell you about this dude. Hit me from the day I told him, this dude hit me, I think probably like every day for a week just to check up on me, you know, to make sure I was straight. You know, you can't buy that type of friendship. That's someone who genuinely cares about other people. You know, and I feel like that's how most of the people I call my true friends right now, they are that same type of people that, you know, if they feel like you need some help or you need somebody to vent to, you know, they're gonna be there regardless. These are the same friends that are gonna talk shit about you, but the difference between these type of friends and fake friends is we all talk shit about each other, but we wouldn't say anything behind each other's back that we wouldn't say to each other's face. You know, because we're all able to face the truth. And I truly appreciate that from my circle of friends. But kind of went on a rant. It was kind of everywhere. I didn't mean this ramble to be this long. It meant to be short. I actually didn't mean for this podcast to be this long. I wanted this podcast to be short. But before I go, I want to touch on a couple other different topics. All in all, what I wanted to say as far as this friend subject is, you know, check the temperature of your friends. You know, make sure, you know, you're not dealing with any selfish people in your circle. Make sure you're dealing with selfless people in your circle, because it's going to be hard for you to progress if the people that's around you generally don't care about nothing but themselves. Those people shouldn't even be around you. It's cool to keep those people at a distance, which is why I spoke on, you know, why I'm friends with some of those people on social media, but I don't consider them my friends in real life anymore. I have no problem with them on social media. Keep them at a distance. But you can't keep them in your intermediate circle, because if you consider somebody a friend, they have to be motivating you to do better in life. And you can't keep those people around because it's not doing anything detrimental to you. So that's all I had on that topic. To get on to a couple other topics, I'm going to make these topics brief. I have one topic I want to touch on today, is dealing with the politics, but I'm probably going to touch on that the next episode. One thing I want to touch on, you know, the NBA championship happened last week. Shout out to the Warriors. They swept the Cavaliers. Unfortunately, I'm not neither a fan of neither the team, but I am a fan of LeBron James. You know, in the aftermath of this series, you know, I know there's a lot of slander towards LeBron. I know a lot of people, I'm from LA, so, you know, in LA, it's either Kobe or LeBron. So I've been seeing a lot of slander of LeBron on Facebook and stuff like that. And, you know, I just have to mention one thing. You know, with the disrespect that's coming to LeBron, I think people forgot a lot of the reason why the Warriors are the Warriors right now. It's because of LeBron. Prior to this back-to-back championship, the Warrior had the historic season. It was a 7-3-9 team. Meaning they won 73 games, only lost 9 games out of the 82 games in the season. They set a record. The record was previously held by the Bulls. They had the 72-10 season. Anyways, the Warriors, great team, had this historic season, and they ran into LeBron in the finals. What happened when they ran into LeBron in the finals? They had the Cavaliers down 3-1 in a 7-game series, and the Cavaliers ended up coming back and winning that series. They went on the 3-game win streak. They end up winning that series. Anyways, in the aftermath of LeBron beating this historic team, I'm not going to say it's LeBron because, you know, they still had Kyrie at the time. So, but still, LeBron was the leader of that team. The aftermath of LeBron beating that historic team, they had when recruited Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant in many circles considered top two, top three NBA players in the league. The history Kevin Durant has with LeBron is Kevin Durant has always been second to LeBron. And, you know, he played against LeBron in the finals when he was with the Oklahoma City Thunder, so LeBron went to Miami Heat. Oklahoma City Thunder ran into the Miami Heat in the finals when LeBron was there, and they lost. I don't know if many people remember it, but they had this whole Sports Illustrated cover of Kevin Durant had this whole thing about, I'm tired of coming in second. There's no more second. It's time to be number one. He's been second his whole life. And I guess he had planned to win in that final series, which he didn't. So ultimately, he remained second. You know, after that final series, he ended up snatching the MVP. But still, no one ever considered Kevin Durant better than LeBron. I still don't think people consider Kevin Durant better than LeBron, even though he has two finals MVP, two in a row, might I mention it. But so that was the aftermath. You have a historic win team that wasn't able to get past LeBron. And you have one player that wasn't, one, able to get past that historic win team, but he also wasn't able to get past LeBron. He wanted to surpass LeBron and being the number one player in the world. However, that did not happen. LeBron is still number one player, but that's another topic. But so what you have when you have a team and one of the greatest players in the league not able to get past one person, what do? They join together. They form a force that's able to get over that hump, which is LeBron. So, you know, that's one thing I just want to say about that is, you know, before you put any disrespect on LeBron's name or about what he had going on in this series, just remember that the only reason why that Warriors team is together is because LeBron. That team couldn't get past LeBron, and Kevin Durant couldn't get it past LeBron. And I know some of you may listen to this and say, you know, the Warriors won that year before. However, that year before LeBron beat them, LeBron didn't have two of his all-star players, while the Warriors have three all-stars. So just mention that before you put, you know, any sign on LeBron's name. Just remember that the only reason why Kevin Durant is there is because he can't get past LeBron, and the Warriors going to get past LeBron, not with a healthy team. I'm not going to touch on too much NFL this podcast series because I'm part of the boycott of NFL. I haven't watched an NFL game in about a year and a half. I will continue my boycott until they give Colin Kaepernick a job. So I won't mention anything about NFL this year. To get into music, I'm excited. This Friday, we are finally getting a Nas album. Along with that, we are also getting a J-Rock album. I can't wait for that either. You know, to touch on the Nas topic, I just found out that there is a listening party going on tomorrow in Queens. I haven't found out any other information other than it's tomorrow and it's in Queens. I'm hoping that it's open to public. Hopefully I can get into that. I can provide you guys, you know, my take on how the listening party was. I'm pretty sure by the next episode, y'all would have heard the album by then. But I'm really looking forward to that Nas album. Even if it's only 7 tracks, I'm still looking forward to it. I know it's going to be hard. I haven't listened to Kanye. I'm boycotting Kanye, that nigga wilding. But I did listen to the Pusha T. I'm a fan of Pusha T. I was kind of, you know, sad that it was only 7 tracks. But then, you know, the 7 tracks suffice because I forgot that Pusha T was a rapper. He don't sing too many hooks. So it was really just straight bars throughout the 7 tracks. So, you know, that evens out. I'm hoping that Nas is the same. I'm hoping there's not too many chorus or hooks on Nas' album. I'm hoping it's just straight bars straight through. If they follow that same recipe for Nas' album, I know it'll turn out to be great. But this J-Rock album, I've been looking forward to this for 2 years now. I think it was 2 years ago that 9005 came out. I remember after 90059 came out a little while after that, they was releasing snippets, Top Dog releasing snippets of J-Rock in the studio getting ready for his next album. And I forgot what the snippet was, but the snippet it sounded hard. So I was like, oh yeah, J-Rock he's gearing up for another album. One thing I like about J-Rock, you know, he's an OG and Top Dog. He doesn't get that much attention because, you know, he's older than everybody and he doesn't have that appeal to the younger fan base. However, one thing I have noticed, is that with each album, J-Rock has improved. From Follow Me Home to 90059, those are completely two different J-Rocks. From 90059 to what I've heard so far from this upcoming album, it sounds like he took it up another notch, showing that, you know, he's not to be slept on in a TDE camp. Other thing I noticed is that, you know, with the Black Hippie remix that they do on each member's album, whenever they do a Black Hippie remix, J-Rock hold his own with Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and Absol. So I'm really looking forward to this, man. I can't wait for this Redemption album to drop, along with Nas' album. I don't know if Nas' album got a title. That's crazy that his album is dropping less than 48 hours and we don't know the title for it, but I'm looking forward to it. One thing I will be doing on this podcast series, I will be giving Netflix recommendations. I spent a lot of time, you know, watching Netflix, different series or whatever. I'm only going to try to get one per episode, but for this one, since the very first episode, I'm going to give you two recommendations. I just finished the Lost in Space series on Netflix. That was a great series. If you're into like sci-fi and stuff like that, I don't know if it's considered sci-fi, but if you're into sci-fi, that is definitely worth watching. From what I know, it's a remake from a 1960 movie, and the series is basically a reimagining of that series. So go ahead and check that out if you're into that. And it's not crazy sci-fi like aliens and shit like that, but it's a great series. Another one that you guys should check out is Staircases. Man, me and my girl, we've been watching this series. We just started watching it, I would say, last week, I think. We're like halfway through it. But man, this series is crazy. If you're into crime and investigation and stuff like that, you would really like this one. So yeah, man, that's my recommendation, my Netflix recommendations for this episode. Father's Day is coming this weekend, so I say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to my pops. Happy Father's Day to my brothers. Happy Father's Day to my uncles and everybody. I will be back next week. This episode was a bit all over the place. You won't find this in future episodes. You know, I found myself rambling a little bit on a friend topic. Even with that being said, I didn't get all of my thoughts out on that topic. I was just all over the place, but you won't find that in a future episode. So thank you guys again for tuning in. I know I've said it like two or three times. You guys have a good week. Go on.